Drop it.
F-U-T. F-U-T. F-F-F-F-U-T. Hello, footies. Welcome along to your tri-weekly dose of FIFA Ultimate Team podcasting. We are Foot in Review. It is Friday, June the 4th, 2021. You're listening to episode 283. That's 149 of our third season. My name is Dan Wimbush, otherwise known as Wimby. And over the next hour or so, we will bring you a roundup of all the latest content. Okay, maybe we won't have too much content to bring you today, but normally we would. We'll also bring you reviews on players. Plus, as part of footcoaching.com, we will give you all the little tips, hints, tactical advice, and anything we can do to make your FIFA experience that bit better. I am not alone tonight. I am joined, as usual, by my regular partner in crime. He is the teddy bear. He is Grandpapa Mac. It is Chris. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you, mate. Here for my perfect hat trick. Left foot, right foot, header, bosh, in the back of the net.
Yeah, you're doing your best to earn a contract for next season. You're turning it on when it matters.
Yeah, I don't want to be a bosman.
And also joining us tonight, he is the King of the North. It's Yngwie.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Mr. FIFA Database. How are you?
I am good. And how are you?
Yeah, not so bad, thank you. I was a bit ragey. Well, not ragey, but I was clearly a little bit tweaked and annoyed when I did Wednesday's show because, as I joked in the opener, we've not had too much content, and unfortunately, we've not had too much content since. But, you know, the two of you helping boost my mood up, and hopefully over the next hour, we can do our best to lift the spirits of everyone listening in. So let's get into it, because it is Ultimate Team of the Season. It has been released about an hour ago as we record this on Friday evening. Gents, what is your first reaction to this team, starting with you, Yngwie?
It's my first reaction. It's like, I was surprised that there was so few defenders. That's one thing. And then I see, like, I have almost half of the ultimate team already. And I don't feel that they're that ultimate. So I'm a little bit scared of doing the guaranteed ultimate team of the season pack when that will arrive probably next week. Because I have a quite big chance of getting a duplicate. And if it's expensive, that would be a little bit sad, actually.
Yeah, Chris, what did you make of this? In fact, before I come to you, I'll run through the team in full for those of you who haven't heard it or seen it by the time you listen to this. You've got Jan Oblak as your goalkeeper. You've got Doris de Vrij. Not Doris de Vrij, Stefan de Vrij. That's the old Tottenham goalkeeper. Stefan de Vrij, Alcancelo, and Hernandez are your defenders. You've got Bruno Fernandes, Kevin De Bruyne, and Joshua Kimmich as three midfielders in the squad. And then it's front-loaded here. You've got Messi, Ronaldo, Lewandowski, Mbappe, Lukaku, Harry Kane, Mo Salah, and Mr. Bamba up front as well. So seven attackers, three midfielders. Eight attackers even. Three midfielders, three defenders, and one goalkeeper. Chris, have they got the balance right of this team?
I think they're playing the old 2-3-5 system. You know, inside forwards and all that. You know, you see in the before the Hungarian team changed full football. I think that is the old system, 2-3-5, and I think they're just going for goals, goals, goals. I mean, I didn't even notice until Yngwie said that they've only three defenders in that team. It is bizarre. You've got the three headliners, haven't you? And actually, you're missing one of the headliners, looking at it now. There is one big player who's absolutely missing from this team.
And yeah, but I think it's Michael Olise not getting in the team again, which I think is disgusting.
Sure, for everybody that's playing Wimby Bingo, that's red, and you can tick that off there. You know, our good friend Mr. Neymar, who probably deserved to be in touch anyway, I'm right in saying he's missing, isn't he?
Yes,
missing
he's in
action. Wow. I'm a little bit amazed as there's nothing from the community either. They could just as well have thrown in Mr. Valverde, at least. Alaba could have been in as well.
Yeah.
Because that's ages ago since we had those guys in packs, and they're good as well. Of course, there's lots of good players, but what are the chances that you're going to get the big guns? I'm pretty sure De Vrij and Cancelo Oblak will crash in price, and same with Harry Kane. I would just want to see the best players, no matter how. Throw in Neymar, why not? And throw in Mr. Goretzka as well, why not? And Valverde, just go with a huge squad, 25 players or something like that that we had the other years.
Yeah, this is the disappointing thing, and how EA have kind of backed themselves into a bit of a corner by this 15-man squad system, because it is Ultimate Team of the Season weekend in Weekend League, and they've confirmed that it will be Ultimate Team of the Season in your red picks. So, again, I could be completely wrong, and this may be an overly cynical view, but at least from judging by everything that's come before, EA clearly don't want everybody getting the most amazing cards in their red picks, because if they do, then it will probably lead to them leaving the game earlier. So there has to be a few duds in this team. And unfortunately, there are too many duds. As you were saying, Yngwie, it's a lot of players that if you did the guaranteed team of the season, SBC, there'd be a lot of players that wouldn't get into many sides.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just looking at it, and I didn't do a lot of them, but I certainly have. I have Oblak, and I do have De Vrij as well, and I have Cancelo as another card, but they are likely to be the ones you'll see. I doubt very much we'll see many Hernandez, because even though he's only 92 rated, he's probably one of the best left backs in the game. So I think, if I'm being honest with you, I think you'll see Lukaku, Oblak, De Vrij, Bamba, and Cancelo, maybe Kimmich, and Harry Kane as well, I think. That's going to be the ones we're going to see most of, aren't we, in our picks?
I mean, in fairness to EA, if you look, go back and look at the FIFA 20 Ultimate Team of the Season, now that was a team that had, had 20 people in it. And looking back through that now, you use your cast of characters. So you had Ronaldo, Messi and Mbappe. You had Virgil van Dijk's 99 card that was obviously fantastic. Neymar was in it as well. Beyond that group, you had Yedder, Mane, De Bruyne, who were all okay. Lewandowski in 99, who was okay. Then again, you had a lot of duds. You had Mats Hummels. You had Immobile. You had Kimmich. He wasn't a fantastic card last year. Trent Alexander-Arnold. You had Carvajal. Jordan Henderson. And our good friend Sommer Heat, who popped up in more than one of my red picks this time last year. So this is consistent with what they do year on year. But again, it's just disappointing because it's not got you massively hyped. And I think, unfortunately, this has failed to capture the imagination of the user base, because lightning rounds, as we know, the popularity of a promo can usually be just by in how many minutes promo packs sell out. Now, we're recording this at 18, as I speak, it's 18 minutes past 7 UK time. So it's been 18 minutes since the start of the latest lightning round, where they had jumbo rare player packs as part of that. You know, you could buy them a limited amount. I think it was 50,000. There are still 33,000 jumbo rare player packs left 20 minutes after this lightning round started. So, Chris, does that not tell you that this hasn't captured people?
No, it definitely hasn't. And I think the content through this week that we're on, the last week of the league, and I think that's turned a lot of people off. And I think what will happen is people have turned on their consoles or PCs or their apps at 6 p.m. and looked to see what is there on top of Team of the Season. You know, how do you get these packs to pack these players? And you know, and then they went, well, you know what? But as Yngwie says, I'm probably going to get Oblak, I'm probably going to get De Vrij, I'm probably going to get Harry Kane, so I'm not going to risk my points or my coins to get these packs. Yeah, it's just, I think they're reaping what they've sowed this week, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we should mention the other content that we have had tonight, Yngwie, as part of this Ultimate Team of the Season launch. So take us through the two players we do have available.
Yeah, we got at least one SBC, which is nice. And it's a little bit expensive, though, but it's a player that I think many have some kind of Ultimate Team relationship with if they played a few years. This card is based on the player's inclusion in FUT 17 Team of the Season, and it's flashback Ousmane Dembélé playing for Barcelona, right midfielder, this card, 91 rated, and... if we see at the cost at the moment when we're recording, it's around 730,000 on Xbox and PlayStation, and 900,000 on PC. So it's not cheap. We have actually 5 sections, which is quite, well, it's quite kind of not too bad, but the last one is really a little bit heavy though. The first one is called BVB, which is for Dortmund. You get a jumbo premium gold pack, so that's of course nice as well. But you need one player from Dortmund, which is okay, and then one team of the week or team of the season player, and 83 rated team and 75 chemistry. So that's fairly straightforward, should cost around 45-50k to do. And then we have the classic Blaugrana, which has pops up that name when you do a Barcelona type of SPC. You need one player from Barcelona, one team of the week or team of the season player, minimum 85 rated team and 65 chemistry, so that's fine as well. And that's around 95k to do from scratch. And you get a prime mixed players pack. And then we have Le Bleus, which is for France. You need one player from France, 86 rated team and 60 chemistry, so that's also okay to do. Premium goal players pack for that, and costs around 135-140k to do. And then we have Bundesliga. You need one Bundesliga player, 87 rated team and 55 chemistry. You will get a rare Electrum players pack, and that's gonna set you back with around 170k. Last but not least is La Liga. That's the heavy one. You need one player from La Liga, minimum 89 rated team and 50 chemistry. You'll get a mega pack, and this will cost you around 285,000 coins on PC and PS5, PS4, and Xbox. And if you are gonna do this on PC, it's gonna cost you actually over 345,000 coins or something.
Wow! So it's a chunky price to do, and of course immediately you go onto Footbin and the top comment is overpriced. Chris, to me this isn't overpriced. I think this is a really well-priced SBC for a very good player.
Yeah, I mean, I used his Summer Heat last year and he was a staple in my team, and I'm just actually looking, because we talked this week about the Portuguese man of war, Mr. Nani, you know, and when you compare the two, yeah, you're all right. When you buy Nani, you can use the coins again, but we're at the end game of the cycle. He's actually a decent price when you consider Nani as MLS and Dembele, first of all, being French, links with Mbappe and all the other good cards that are likely to come out. And, you know, he's got a great league as well as La Liga. So I think it's a really decent card, and it looks a lot of fun.
Completely agree. A unique body type as well. If you're looking for five-star players who play on the right wing, that you've only got three. You've got him, Youssef Attal. Oh, sorry, you've got four. You've got him, Youssef Attal, Ryan Kent, and Perisic. He's quicker than Perisic. He's the same pace as Attal and Kent, but he does have that unique body type going for him. Attal is the only one that takes him on in terms of in-game stats. So, as you mentioned, that Summer Heat card was fantastic. Even at the start of this game cycle, his gold card was in pretty much every team, wasn't it? Through sort of October, November, he popped up everywhere. Yeah. And we've said often on this podcast that if the gold card has got some magic to it, that tends to translate well. So I have very few doubts that this will be anything but a very good card.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly looking at it, and you know, if you had Nani on one wing and Dembele on the other, I think you've got a really fun team there. When you consider what the price of Neymar is at the moment as well, and he's likely to probably went up. I've not checked, but I mean, I imagine he's went up the fact he's missed out in the ultimate tots as well. The only thing that's going against him is 67 strength. So, you know, you might find that these juiced up centre backs you got might be stealing Dembele's lunch a few times. You know, you might get you know, they'd be quite happy to take him on, but you know, I'll let Envy talk about the stats because he's far better at it than me. But I think it's a really fun card.
Yeah, I was going to ask Envy, what chemistry style would you be tempted to put on him?
Chris talked about the strength. Maybe a marksman would be nice because that adds 10 strength at least. And it boosts his reactions that are a little bit low as well. So that brings the reactions to 90, which is nice. And balance is 90 as well, but I think that should be fine anyways. When he has the 97 agility and a unique body type, then I think balance is fine on 90 on that card. Of course, stamina 90 is nice as well. But if you want to play in wide, I think I would go for a marksman actually, because to boost his strength a little bit, I would do that. If I was going to use him centrally, then you could maybe could go Hawk if you wanted him centrally, because then it's going to get his positioning to 95 and finishing 95, shot power 99, long shots 99, and he will have, well, 72 strength, which is not the best, but he would have 81 aggression that would help him. Then the aggression would be lower, so maybe that's not ideal either. Maybe marksman as well, if you're going to use him central, actually.
I was going to say, lots of little options. Playing around on footbin myself, it's kind of a little bit fidgety. But is he? Do you think he's good enough to play as your central striker?
I don't know if I would have him as a striker, but behind the striker, in my beloved 4-4-1-1, he would be ideal as a centre forward, of course. But I still think I want to boost his reactions and his strength. And then there's not that many. It's like marksman would be really the best one to, because he would boost his finishing and shooting and long shots as well with that. I think marksman would be the best one for me, actually.
Yeah, I think I'd go there as well. I mean, medium defensive, high attacking work rates is very nice as well. No shooting traits, which is a little bit unfortunate, but he does have the flair trait. Which obviously helps as well. So, yeah, just a really nice SBC. And again, I know a lot of people are sitting on big piles of fodder. Hummelses and Jose Fontes that they've packed four times from the Liga Earn upgrades that are sat in waiting to be recovered from quick sale recovery. So this at least gives you a fresh place for your fodder. He's available for a week as well, so you've got a good chance of you've got a whole reward cycle as well to get a bit more fodder in your club if you do want to do him. And if you do need another bit of fodder as well, Ingvi, we have an objectives player.
Yes, we do. A little bit surprising one. You can maybe say why after we mentioned what the player's name is and the requirements. This is a team of the season moments, Manuel Lanzini from West Ham, 93 rated CAM. This is for him scoring a stunner equalizer versus Spurs. And there is 5 sections to do it. You get 300 XP per section, and first one gives you a goal pack as well. It's called Stoppage Time Screamer, so I'm guessing that's when he scored a goal.
He did indeed.
Yes, you need to score 3 goals outside the box using players with 4-star skill moves in the live foot friendly world beater. So I don't think it will work if you have a 5-star skiller then, maybe. So that's a little tricky one. So keep an eye on when you play the match, and if you score with a 5-star skiller and not a 4-star check, that it counts, because it would be annoying thinking you actually did it and then nothing counted. I've done that a few times. We have assists from Argentina, 300 XP and a smaller rectum players pack, and you need to assist 4 goals using Argentinian players. So if you unlock the striker Rodriguez earlier this week, then he would be nice to use in that one, I guess. It's the same mode, of course, the world beaters. And we have 20 is plenty, score 20 goals, and you will get a 75 plus rated rare player and 300 XP. And we have successful in 6, win 6 matches in world beaters mode. That's fine. Premium goal pack, 300 XP. And we have very fancy name, Premier Provis. That's popular to use as well. I don't know how many times we've seen that one, but it's usually with Premier League players. Score using Premier League players in 13 separate matches. In the live foot friendly world beaters, you don't need to win, which is nice. Electrum players pack and 300 XP.
Very nice. Well, it's a 90 rated CAM. Chris, the face stats look really nice on this, but he's kind of going to be pigeonholed into, I think there's really only realistically sort of one, maybe two places you'll be get away with able to play him.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a CAM or behind the striker. I mean, I'm just playing about here with the you know, the bits and pieces that you've got. His strength is decent enough. I think if you were an artist, looks like probably the best, you know, 99 vision crossing, short passing, and then his agility gets boosted to 99 as well. I mean, I think he's quick enough. Reactions, shot power 98, position 94, finishing a little bit low, but I think what Ingvi said there is with the Argentinian striker, I think it's a bit of joined up thinking, to be fair, with EA this time. And it looks like a good fun card, but again, it's one of these ones, do you think we'll see much of him in weekend league?
No, we'll see him in lots of SBC solutions probably. But I think I actually would go with marksman on this one as well, because it gives him Unless you want him wide to cross the ball, then everything else is fine, I think. But that will give his positioning 94, finishing 98, shot power 99, long shots 99. And he would have 94 agility, 99 balance, 93 reactions, 99 ball control, 99 dribbling, 99 jumping, 94 stamina, 86 strength and 82 aggression. And still have 92 vision, 94 short passing, 91 long passing and 90 curve, which is fine.
Yeah, he looks like a little bulldog if you played him at CAM. I mean, he's short and lean body type, which is obviously very nice. Medium work rates. But the fact that, yeah, he's 5 foot six, but as Ingvi mentioned, he's got a decent amount of strength and aggression in there. And the reactions are good as well. So he should be quite sticky and be able to fight his way through, especially sort of late in games. Yep. I kind of like this as, the more I looked at this over the last hour or so, the more I like it as a super sub. But whether it's worth your time to grind 13 games out of it, because this is unlikely to be a golden goal scenario either.
Probably not.
Yeah, looking at the world beaters, looking at the world beaters itself, it actually looks quite a decent mod, to be fair.
Isn't world beaters max chemistry?
No, I don't think it just says minimum three clubs. Sorry, you're absolutely right, Max. I do apologise, my friends, staring me right in the face. It does say max chemistry, and there's only three clubs. So, I mean, that was a fun mod the last time, remember? So I think you'll have more fun in there than you have in Weekend League, that's for sure. So I would certainly do it.
Yeah, why not? I said if you are looking for a bit of fun and you don't want to go through the stress and strains of Weekend League, it's there. Again, it completely depends on what position your club's in and whether you need the fodder. I mean, you know, with Dembele, that goes a big way towards getting one of those squads done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you have got the time and you want to play those 13 odd, or, you know, call it 15, 16 games, whatever you need to get it done, it's certainly an option. You know, we joked about it, you know, if ever there was a man that was in the team for a moment, it is Lanzini. That was an absolute screamer against Spurs. If you remember, West Ham came from 3-0 down to draw 3-3. Lanzini was an absolute thunderbolt in the last minute. But that was the only Premier League goal he scored all season. So he's certainly not in there for a season-long performance. It's very much the definition of a moment. But those are the two new players who have been added to the database today. The only other content we've had since myself, Chris and Nathan were on Wednesday. Thursday's content saw a marquee matchups released. And Chris, you weren't particularly impressed by it.
No, it felt exceptionally difficult for not a lot. You know, as the final reward is a prime gold players pack. So I think Ingvi would agree that's kind of dry, isn't it? You know, from that point of view, and I think we talked about Ingvi himself felt wasn't worth it. And when you look at the actual, you know, the stuff you've got to do, you know, the first one, the easy one as well, we say Brazil Ecuador leagues max five. So either two Ecuador players or two Brazilian players. And then the big one, Spain versus Portugal, which is 80 rated, 85 chem. You can have a max of four nationalities. It just felt at this stage of the game a little bit long-winded for not a lot of reward.
Yeah, I do agree. I mean, look, personally, I've got zero common golds and very few rare golds left in my club beneath 84 rated. I put everything I could into chasing that Neymar and unfortunately struck out. I've got to slowly restock the club now and not go anywhere near the dreaded FIFA point. But yeah, you know, we were talking before we went on the show, just the content is just dried up. You know, you made a great point, Chris, that even, you know, the icons are starting to drop off the list.
Yeah, Drogba, Campbell and Pirlo, if you're thinking of doing them, you've got a 1 day, 22 hours at the moment. So if you wanted to even do the loans, if you wanted to use them in the max chem, you know, I was just going to ask Ingvi, does he expect to be any content on Sunday for icons?
There's three players going out, so I'm hoping that we get three more new ones. I think it's about time we get some new icons. But you never know if there's a week break before we get new icons either. So I don't know if there's some kind of bank holiday coming up on Monday or this.
No, we've just had one.
Yeah, okay. But in Canada?
I'm not sure.
So I don't know. Usually we should get one small batch of icons this Sunday, but I hope so. The three going out, I think we need some big ones coming now. I would like to have something like Eto or Cruyff would be great as well, of course. Maldini, for example.
You think you might see some? like Zidane or something? Because I'm just looking at Desai. Desai's 92 centre back, so probably what's the next upgrade? That maybe, as you say, Maldini, Cantona 94 centre forward, and Raul 93. Do you think we'd see somebody as big as Zidane potentially in a moment's card like that?
It would be cool, but it would be, of course, quite expensive. They need to start giving some of the big guns now. It's so late in the game. We're in June. So, okay, it's expensive, but at least we have the possibility to grind it. And there's going to come other promos, I'm sure, as well in the coming weeks. So the people are still going to open packs and do SBCs. So that would be something nice to build towards, actually. I wouldn't mind a moment's Gullit or Eusebio or Ronaldinho or something like that, or at least the prime of those, something cool. They're not going to be super now, since we have all the juiced up team of season card, and the next promo is going to be juiced up cards anyway. So I think it's about time to give people some big guns, actually.
Yeah, give the people a reason to want to play and to grind the game. Nepenthes released his daily video yesterday around 6 o'clock, and I was watching that, and he just basically, he made some really fair points. It wasn't too overly ranty. He just sort of said, look, yes, there are things to do in the game. You know, there are still some icon swaps, there are still some objectives, there's still some milestones to do. But if you are a hardcore gamer, which I think, let's be honest, if you're listening to this podcast and you're listening to a FIFA Ultimate Team podcast, you probably fall into the hardcore or at least dedicated group. And I mean that in nothing but a positive way. And for EA to, for 5 days in a row now, not really give you very much to go for. Yes, okay, Lanzini's out. And it is genuinely a fun game mode. So, you know, please, by all means, go and do that. But other than that, you know, there's not stuff to go for. There's not the packs, you know, even like, we haven't even had like a Silver Beasts out this week or a mega matchup or something like that to earn some packs. As mentioned on Wednesday show, we haven't had the daily SBCs to get you a few extra cards. And we've not had the SBCs beyond this Dembele tonight. We've not had any fresh icons for a while. So I know a lot of people in our Discord and beyond have been saying, look, I've been getting all this fodder and I've had nowhere to put it. I've had to discard so many dupes. And so on, or I'm having to do players that I don't really want to do. So it's just curious to me. And again, look, I go back to the example of this lightning round. And again, we are now at 20 to 8, and there are still 20,000 jumbo rare player packs left on Xbox. So clearly, again, people are just not excited by this at the moment. But gents, let's try and be positive, because that's what we try and do on this show. If you are sat there and you've got your copy of FIFA 21, you've got a very good team at the moment. Yngwie, what would you be saying to people out there that do want to sort of, you know, what should people be trying to spend their FIFA time doing now?
I would actually think, if you're not playing weekend league, if you really struggle and kind of, it does make you unhappy playing weekend league, I would just go play the World Beatles with max chemistry. You can use whatever players you want. You don't have to worry. Everybody's going to be on 10 chemistry and you can have fun there. But don't be toxic, because people are going to struggle there to actually unlock the card as well. But just play it for fun, have a good time, be fair. I think that I had lots of fun when we had this mode earlier to unlock players. And I built so many fun teams that I tried there. And that's a great place to use new players as well, because they're going to be on 10 chem. You'll know how it's going to play in your team if you get him on 10 chem, or if you want to rebuild to try that player and use it on 10 chem in a new team. So that's a fun mode. I think I would go that way, actually. Weekend league is going to be really hard, I think, now, since it's the kind of ultimate. The most juiced up teams will be this weekend, and I think people are going to sell off a lot of players after this, so the prices will drop then. But for fun, I would go with that World Beaters mode, actually.
Chris, what would you be advising people to sort of spend their FIFA time in as we get into the summer months?
Well, just what I reiterate what Yngwie said, I've noticed it a bit more, actually, in friendly mode. It's becoming a lot more toxic. So, you know, let's be on Max Kem, great laugh. Treat it as that, please. I'm sure if you listen to this pod, you wouldn't be toxic anyway. Two things I would do. I'd look at milestones, just see where you are compared to things like Silver Sensations or squad battle mastery, because there is some big packs there. You know, you could potentially pick up an ultimate pack if you're not too far away, and you know, pack yourself that TOTS player. Also, there's a lot of MLS squad and championship out of the busy still there, so you can pick up some cheap cards for if you wanted to get Mr. Dembele. Another thing I would say is have a look at the squad building challenges. Look at the leagues. You know, have a look through there, you know, because you can, you know, I think if you go on Footbin and look for the best value, a lot of these have refreshed, so you may be able to pick them up. I think like the Brazilian one on the Libertadores gives you I'm sure it's a mega pack. I'm just clicking in here. Yep, gives you a mega pack, and it's pretty cheap for what it costs you. So again, there's a fair bit to do in terms of grinding the menus, and most of all, have a bit of fun.
Yeah, I'd wholly endorse that, I think. But likewise, I think if you are reaching that point where you're like, oh, I'm just getting frustrated with the game. I just had a night off yesterday, obviously checking in on the web app and things like that and chatting on the Discord. But I just took a day off. It's a great time to get your batteries recharged, go and play a couple of different games for a while. Because then in a couple of weeks' time, content will slowly build up and you might come back with a fresh sense of energy. So don't let yourself just get overly wound up and frustrated. And it's very easy for us to do. As I said, I know I certainly was on Wednesday when doing this show. But yeah, just go and try and have as much fun as you possibly can. And we're trying to have fun on this podcast as well, Chris. And the big fun this week has been the showdowns, the Battle of the Tots. So take us up. Where are we up to now?
Well, I have to say I'm not having any fun because the two teams that I thought would win have been beaten. So it just shows you how bad I am at picking teams. We had an amazing battle in terms of La Liga versus the Bundesliga. La Liga took an early lead 2-0, and the Germans came back but scored another two goals, and you thought that's it. But a bit of messy magic. They took the game 4-2. So 60% of the votes for La Liga absolutely beating the Bundesliga. I think we all felt that the Bundes were strong enough to, you know, to take the game, but no, the Messi magic seemed to sway our people on Twitter and in the Discord. So congratulations to La Liga. They go through to the final, and we have got, though, a heavyweight contest tonight. Mr. Yngwie there has been absolutely on fire with his squad building, and he's picked two absolute dynamite teams there. The first one being Serie A. They're fresh off their well-beaten the EPL. And he's actually switched up a little bit. So I'll give you the team for Serie A, if that's okay, Wimby.
Yep, yeah, go for it.
Yep, so Donnarumma gets to keep his place, and Mr. De Vrij, who John was singing about last time, is still there with Romero. Cuadrado, Hernandez are your wide backs, and Lozano right there on the right, Barella and Kessié in the middle, and Insigne on the left. So that's a strong bit. But then what's happened is Lukaku's been dropped, and Ingvi's went with a 4-4-1-1, and he's brought in Mr. Mertens, who looks an absolutely cracked card. And of course, Ronaldo leads the line. So again, another strong Serie A squad when you look at it.
Ingvi, what do you make of it? You built those squads. Did you have to agonise over any of those selections?
No, not really. They're kind of like maybe set in stone a little bit as well. But I wanted to change a little bit on the Serie A one and make it a little bit more to have two teams with the same formation. So it will be a little bit more, likewise kind of teams. And I've tried both De Vrij and Romero as a pairing myself just for fun. And they're very good together. And I wanted to bring in Barella as well to get a little bit, well, strong defensive balance, but still good passing and shooting. Very good two central players there as well. Lozano didn't have too many competitors, so it was kind of set in stone, and the same with Insigne. Ronaldo almost missed out to Martinez, but he just managed to get himself over the line. He gave us some goodie bags, so he stayed in the team.
Some sneaky inducements.
Yeah. Sponsoring. So it's a little bit nice to change it around a little bit. So I wouldn't mind using that team in the weekend league. So
like, yeah, and that squad is coming at 9.2 million And I think, you know, I think if you had not picked Ronaldo, I think the foot coach would have been a bit disappointed, wouldn't have spoke to us from that point of view.
I've got to keep the boss happy.
Yeah, definitely. The Martinez is a great card. I've used him, and I'm hoping to use him this weekend league. I think a lot of people have enjoyed listening to it. A lot of people have enjoyed using them. Have you used Barella, John? Sorry, Ingvi. Have you used Barella? Or Barella, as you call him?
Yeah, I've used him. I've used him in lots of objectives, a few substitute matches and rivals and stuff like that. And it's a really good card. He does a really good job. There's not any big weaknesses. So he's really fun. I'm really glad I unlocked him. So he can hold his own in the weekend league, I think, as well. So if you can fit him, if you're strong linked to Lukaku, of course.
Mm-hmm. The key question is, gents, who's going to win? Who's going to win this Titanic clash?
Well, I'll give you the Ligue 1 team, if that's okay. So
please do.
We have Keylor Navas from PSG. But actually, it's a PSG kind of centre-backs and goalkeeper. Keylor Navas with Kimpembe and Marquinhos. On the left-back is Chao Enrique. That's how you say it. Excuse my Scottish accent. And then Santa Claus in right-back, Mr. Claus in he's a right-back. So, you know, strong in the middle. I'm not so sure it's the strong at the wide there. And then, again, it's 4-4-1-1, so they're going to match up quite close to each other. Di Maria, wide right, looks a good card. And then, potentially, the weak point, Andre and Awa in the centre with Bamba on the left. And then, an absolute two dynamite players there. Centre-forward, Neymar, coming in at a cool, at the moment, 10 million still on the PlayStation and 9 million on the Xbox. And he's the up front, it's his partner in crime, Mr. Mbappe, currently sitting at just under 6 million there. That team is a whopping almost 18 million that cost that team. So unbelievable price for that team.
Yeah, it's a very pricey side. But to me, the Ligue 1 team is just a bit top heavy. I was having this discussion with our other patrons, Neuro, and he was saying, you know, it's all about the attack, you know, and this, I think, is, you know, you can, it's very hard to argue against this being the most impressive attack just with Neymar and Mbappe alone, yet alone throwing Bamba and Ben Yedder into the mix as well. But if I faced that Ligue 1 defence and midfield, I'd really fancy my chances, even with maybe not the strongest attack in the world.
Well, definitely.
Yeah, the left back would be in the Ligue 1. It's not maybe the best, but I've heard very good things about Kimpembe and Marquinhos, and Santa Claus is a really good right back as well. So it's not bad. The only question mark is the Keylor Navas goalkeeper, though. Strong reactions, quick and stuff like that. But I'm worried about the shooting from a certain Cristiano Ronaldo. that could be a challenge.
In terms of overall, Ingvi, what do you think is the strongest team then as an 11? What do you feel yourself as the stronger team?
Ooh, it's quite difficult, actually. But if you look at the kind of, Serie A has, of course, a weak spot as well in Cuadrado. I've used him and he's not that good. But of course, the midfield is really strong on that one. And of course, attack is good, very good as well. But I think actually the defense is a little bit better in the Serie A one,
right,
and the better goalkeeper as well, in my opinion. But it's a tight match. It's a very tight match.
Certainly go either way, this one.
Yeah,
I think first the score might be important. I think if the, you know, Serie A score first, you could see them closing up and shutting shop, you know, with Barella and Kessié protecting that back line and, you know, hitting on with the pace and Insigne and Lozano, feeding Ronaldo. Whereas, you know, it just depends if Neymar and Mbappe turn up, doesn't it? You know,
they could bit they could like be... 2006 World Cup final, isn't it?
Aye.
France, Italy. Is there going to be a Maverick sending off?
But the good thing is, it's no us that get to decide. It's our good friends in the Discord. You'll get to vote, and also our good friends on Twitter as well get liking or retweeting. As I say, this is a Titanic struggle. We missed out on AJ versus Fury, so now you've got almost as good with Ligue 1 versus Serie A, and then you've got La Liga waiting for them, Messi and Suarez in the final, so it's going to be an absolute dynamite semi-final.
Yep, I look forward to it. And as I said, get voting in the Discord or either on Twitter. And may the best team win. But gents, I think that just about brings us to the end of tonight's show. Anything else you want to bring up as we head into this ultimate weekend?
Take breaks when you're playing.
Yes.
Yep. Don't play angry. That's not going to help you. Don't stress. It's only a game and try to have fun. If it's not fun, just turn off the game and go out and have a good time.
Yeah, I think he says have fun. You know, I would, if you feel that weekend league has been a bit stressful recently, I'd switch your team up and use all the free players. You know, go and get a sell Lanzini, and then, you know, if you've got the coins, go and buy Di Maria and use the striker that was in the, you know, the squad battles this week. And actually, you know, if you don't have a great performance, well, you can say, well, my team wasn't that strong, and it maybe makes a bit more relaxing, and it's good fun using different players if you're going to do weekend league. So maybe even switch your team up a little bit.
Yeah, and I was going to play Weekend League this weekend, but unfortunately, I just don't think I'm now going to have the time. The pains of being a podcast host, if anyone wants to play me a tiny violin. But when I was, because I've sold everyone that's tradable in my side while I wait for something to pop my fodder. But I was looking and I was thinking, why don't I just play some of these loan players? You know, I've got 7 games left on Team of the Year Messi. I've got 7 games left on, what was it, Prime Maradona that we got earlier this season. Just use these guys now. If you're sat on some of these great loans, maybe you've done some of the icon loans, this is potentially the best weekend of rewards we've got for the rest of this cycle. So if you have been sitting on players with a few loan appearances left, like that Messi, I would just say go out and use them. And again, you can use all these guys in the friendly mode as well. So yeah, it's like any good game, isn't it? I don't know if you guys were the same growing up playing games, but you'd get all these high-powered items and health packs, and you'd always save them. Save them in case you need them. And you'd go through hell trying not to use them. And then you'd realise that, oh, I haven't even got enough time left in the game to use these. So you may as well have a bit of fun and get your most out of them.
Yeah, have fun now rather than never or later. Just have fun now. It's going and waiting and waiting and waiting, and then suddenly you miss the train, and that's the most annoying thing that can happen. So if you see something that, okay, it would be really fun to use this player with 7 loans, at least I can use him 6 matches, and then I keep one for the max chemistry mode, and I can use them there as well, and just try to have as much fun as possible and enjoy the game. That's the only way to play it. If you don't enjoy it, then break is nice now.
Absolutely agreed. Well, before we do ride off into the sunset again, a reminder to go and vote in the Tots Face Off. But, gents, where can people find you on social media? Start with yourself, Chris.
You'll get me on the Discord. The Discord is on fire. We're just about to finish off Tots Face Off and then start our Euro sweep as well. So, and then with the Euro starting, there's going to be banter flying in there with the nationalities that are in that thing, so there's going to be a lot of slaggings, especially a week on Friday when England take on the mighty Scots. So I'm sure that's going to be a great place to come a week on Friday.
Yep, and Ingvi, what about yourself?
I can be found on Twitter at Evgnoni. I can be found on the EA forums at LittleLon95, and of course LittleLon95 on our great Discord as well.
Yep, and you can find me on Twitter at Wimby, in the Discord again by the same name. And also go give us a follow over on Twitter. We're at Foot in Review. And again, if you've got the time, please do leave us a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts or whatever review site you can find us on. We very, very much appreciate it. And of course, if you want to join in with the Discord, why not sign up to our Patreon over at patreon.com/footinreview. 3 different tiers to choose from. All have fantastic benefits, including discount coaching from John and Aaron over at footcoaching.com. And any tier gets you into the Discord as well. So still very, very active as we go into the final weeks and months of this game cycle. Lots of trading talk, team building advice. So very much encourage you to do it. And I think there's only one thing that's been missing before we drop it, guys. And Chris, where's the joke today?
Well, I've kind of been caught short, you know what I mean? But I would like to give a shout out. I think was it Hippo?
Yes.
That said from a joke that said that car loss should have been a lot less car less. So, big shout out to my good friend Hippo there. His joke was almost better than mine. So big shout out to my friend there.
Yeah, and again, that is one of the things you can do as part of the Discord. You can join and listen to this show live and is recorded. But look, we've gone on for long enough. People have got weekend league games to play, objectives to grind, and lots of other good stuff. So look, I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. If you're not playing FIFA, hope everyone is happy, healthy, safe and well, and goes out and enjoys the sunshine as well. We'll be back on Monday. Not sure who's hosting. I imagine it will be John back. He can tell us all about how he's packed all of these great Ultimate Team of the Season players. But in the meantime, gents, one thing left to do. What have we got to do, Chris?
You got to drop it.
Ingvi?
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U. F-U. F-F-F-F-U. F-U. T. 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 In view. F-U. T.